Discussion 7. This is our seminar, Santa's Fun Time. So, last night we watched a movie, and it was called The What?
Peaceful Warrior,
right? Now, what did the Peaceful Warrior have to tell to all of us?
To be peaceful.
No. What did the peaceful... Was the kid peaceful?
No.
No. He was a very violent boy. And what was wrong with his life? Now, just take what the Peaceful Warrior movie tried to tell you. What was it in his life that needed to be put in control so that he could have an enjoyable life?
His mind, his thoughts, his attitude.
Yeah, these are all general. But
he went for gold instead of just being himself.
What do you think it was, Christina?
His mind.
What do you think it was? Come. Anything?
He wanted to follow his desires.
Yeah.
He had a goal and it was not actually, it was too big. I said his mind.
I said he went for the wrong motivation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Could you repeat the question?
What
exactly
did they try to tell you was his problem?
He was running after a rainbow instead of living in the now and be happy now.
Essentially, you're correct, but he had an ego that needed to be brought in control because the ego took him totally out of emotional balance. Wasn't that what it was?
Yep.
What happened up on the tower?
Fight. What died? His ego.
What died?
His ego.
It didn't want to die, did it? But it did. Now, that's something, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Now, I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just saying that is what the theory, the emphasis of the movie was. To not manipulate, but to bring into under control your ego and your emotions, which are both one. Now, was the ego wrong?
No.
Was the emotion wrong?
No.
It just needed to be under his control. And did he let his emotions run away with him often?
Yep,
definitely.
Was he even discourteous?
Yes.
Very discourteous to this person, far more than he should have been if he were going to be a student like he was pretending to be. Now, what was the problem? Why was he so discourteous and still the guy continued to train him?
Because he didn't like himself.
Why was he so discourteous and the guy still continued to train him?
He was fighting the teacher.
But why did the teacher continue to train him even though he was fighting him so terribly?
Because he knew what was...
Who knew it?
The teacher knew what was inside of that young man.
Did the teacher know him?
Of course.
What did the teacher think of him? Did the teacher think, I've been there, done that too? Did he say that?
No.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, actually he did.
Up on top of the mountain. Remember? He said, I've been there, done that too. He said, well, I could have given you the rock down at the filling station. You wouldn't have had to come up here. But now, what good came out of this here all? What good came out of it? What good came out of the movie? You had something in your heart?
The boy, after that, the trip on the mountain, the walk to the mountain, he slowed down. He changed in some way. His attitude.
But when did he have his accident? Before or after the trip to the mountain?
After.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't sound like he made much improvement.
No.
What?
He had his accident before.
He climbed up there with his hurt leg?
Yes. It was already healed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't remember the sequence.
And what was he doing?
He was learning to enjoy the moment, the now.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Is that what it was? What was the whole real theme of the program?
That was it, yeah.
Say it.
The theme of the program was to learn to live in the now.
And?
In the moment.
Enjoy.
And? Enjoy it.
And enjoy it. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that's important too, you know.
Yeah.
To live in the, no, Rick. To live in the now is good, but to enjoy it. Mm-hmm. Now, did he give you lots of illustrations about that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What illustration can you recall that touched your mind about living in the now? Did he tell Stefan to pick up the screws and nuts,
yes,
and Stefan be very upset about it?
Mm-hmm.
Did he tell him to sit on the car and meditate till he could come up with some good thoughts?
Yes.
Did he win and then come back and gloat over it?
Yes.
When did any real learning take place for him? When did any real turn in his consciousness come?
When he stood up on top of that mountain and smiled about just being where he is right there and then.
He woke up a little bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then what did he do when he woke up as he was going to go and do his last gymnastic and his instructor, his teacher, his mentor wasn't there?
He gave his best.
I'm sorry?
He gave his best and lived that what the teacher had taught him.
His friend needed advice, needed wisdom. And in giving that friend the wisdom, that made the final step in recognizing it in himself. That's what oftentimes happens to us. Mm-hmm. When we can see in others where we have made the step, and then you make the step, and then you make it beautifully. Now, was he superb? Was he excellent?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Why?
He was totally being himself, because he even did that triple flippy stuff, but for himself or nobody else.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Just because it's his way.
He didn't care. Mm-hmm. He knew that if he blew it, he would blow it. Mm-hmm. But he wasn't going to blow it. He was just doing it because he wanted to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And his coach was afraid that they would lose the tournament because he messed up. But the coach should say, go for it. Go for it. Now, what was the term that they used? Go for the what?
For the gold.
For the gold. Now, what is the gold?
The best.
The best. Now, isn't that going further than anyone? How could they ever go further than somebody else did, you know, and win if they didn't go further? Mm. You know? And the coach was afraid to have him do that because he was traditional. He was good, but he's traditional. And of course, in that type of sport, you're working with a lot of prima donnas. You know what a prima donna is? A prima donna is a person who is feels that they're the best. It's like a diva. You know what a diva is? Well, that's a prima donna. That's the person who feels that they're superior to everybody else. They are the lead of the show. They are the head, you know. And so when the coach is dealing with these prima donnas, they feel they're so good. Like the black boy, he felt he was so good. And then he lost his focus, lost his concentration, and he hurt himself. So long as his concentration and his focus were true, he could not hurt himself. Because you saw the way that boy is spinning around that horse. And
amazing.
As he was grabbing, I mean, it's beautiful.
Absolutely amazing.
That's Scott.
Gosh.
Scott did that. Scott did that on the trampoline and on that. Scott was, that's just a, that could have been Scott.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah. And whenever I hear people say, because they're a diabetic, they can't do things, I think they should know Scott. Because Scott was diabetic when he was a youngster, all the way, all his life. And he went into gymnastics because he said, I'm not going to let diabetes run my life and control me. He kept his insulin up, did everything proper, and he was still great. He was fantastic. But you see, when you have your goals, and you're going for the goal, you're not going to best somebody else. Can anyone tell me what you're going to do?
To be your best.
Your personal best. And that's what's beautiful about it. Now, Would you say that was an inspirational show?
Yeah.
Would you say that it was a an action movie, like great, like Daniel would say?
Yeah,
it is an action movie.
Somehow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was an action movie with a lot of special attitudes to it.
Yes.
Metaphysical, spiritual type attitudes to it.
Yes.
Now, why was this fellow so taken by Socrates appearing on the roof?
He had never experienced that. He took it actually from a physical point of view.
Yeah. What did he say?
Because he said, it's so high, and I know that's impossible to jump so straight high up. Because I'm a gymnast. Mm-hmm. I know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the guy didn't say anything about it for quite a while. Interesting, huh?
I love that guy, that teacher. That was so cool. Reminded me of somebody.
You.
Yes.
It's who he reminded you of.
That's true.
She is kidding me. Oh, that's you. That's you who reminds you. Now, what benefit did you get from the film last night? What benefit to your life, to your awareness, to your stem cells?
To be myself and have fun.
What did the doctors tell the boy?
It's impossible.
Yeah. It has split in so many ways, it's impossible to heal. And that rod's not coming out. That is in there. Okay, then you live with it. And you don't let it bother you. Do you think that really happened?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's a true story. Not everything could be verified because that was personal. But the outer events are verified and they're fact. And he did write the book, in fact several, and what have you. And there are other films that he has. But what was he doing? He had a very special adventure because something inside of him was ready. And he was ready to see this. Now, a lot of people see that guy jumping up there. I didn't see it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see it. Like our movie about Santa Claus riding the motorcycle. The police officer said, I didn't see anything. There's nobody riding the motorcycle. A little girl sitting in the sidecar and nobody driving the car. But you see, they don't see it. They don't want to be involved. They, those police officers, could have had a spiritual illumination at that moment. Really. This boy, he had a spiritual illumination because he stopped. He said, hey, I'm curious. Nobody can do that I know of. You must be something special. And he was. Now, what are you going to apply to your life? This is the last day of our seminar, and as the last day of our seminar, we will make many conclusions. But what conclusion are you going to make for yourself this morning on our seventh discussion session? What conclusion? What conclusion are you going to make, Anita?
There is nothing new.
Your name is not Anita. Hold it. Excuse me. Ingeborg, you start out.
Yeah.
Okay. What is your conclusion?
My conclusion is we know and say there is nothing new in this world.
Yeah.
It confirms that everything I think of or to put my mind to is possible for me.
Fantastic. Now, do you have that inner feeling, that inner sense of that?
Yes.
That's kind of nice, isn't it? And this is your conclusion that you got so far. Very nice. Okay. Christina, what conclusion have you arrived at after seeing the film and after our 7 days of seminars now?
I control my mind by saying the truth about myself, confirming to reality who I am and what I am.
Now, why would I cringe when you say I control my mind? Now, when you say you control your mind, that doesn't mean you stop thinking bad thoughts. You just don't think them so strongly. Now, when you say, I take charge of what I think, and I think positive, beneficial thoughts for myself.
Uh-huh.
So how would you say that?
Yes, I take charge of my thoughts, and keep them positive.
Yeah. But you see, when we let our emotions run away with us, to take control of our emotions doesn't necessarily mean that we are letting the negative emotions go and having only positive emotions. And so that's why when you change your thought now to this new concept, that's beneficial to you. Okay? Anything further that you gained from this these sessions?
Well, that affirmations are very, very good for me.
Mm-hmm.
They confirm my reality.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Beautiful.
That's the most important action.
All right, thank you. Gertrude, what value did you get out of what we have done so far?
I know now all is possible, and my goal is for now I walk perfectly, and I enjoy walking, and it is done.
Why is it done?
Because I my thoughts are one-pointed on my perfect foot.
Mm-hmm.
And I can only experience what I think about it.
Terrific.
It is.
You can only experience what you think about it.
Yes, yes.
And what do you think about it?
What I think. I am whole and perfect. I am I enjoy myself being whole and perfect, and my body is the temple of the living God.
Excellent. Now, you've known this for a long time.
Yes.
And now you have a new insight.
Yes,
on
I
it.
Have a new
awareness.
Mm-hmm. A kick in the butt.
No. Okay, thank you. Sylvia, what marvelous illumination, wisdom. Is the red light on?
Yeah.
You could have told me that. You kept looking at it. I thought maybe it wasn't. What marvelous illumination. This is a good idea. What marvelous illumination do you have or have you gained from this? Or maybe you had it all the time and you just sort of reaffirmed it.
Yeah, it's all, a seminar is always a wonderful reminder and reaffirmation. For me, the most delightful aspect is that living in the now is really a delightful concept. And that actually I say affirmations because they bring me back to the now experience. They just tell me right now who I am, and they never change. I mean, my affirmations are really who I am right now, and that's why they are so important, and that's what I remember now, that I'm telling myself who I am right now, and it doesn't matter what I saw the second before. And it always becomes more focused on the now with each with each reminder I get becomes more focused.
The Maharishi Mahesh Yoga gave everyone a secret private mantra, and they weren't to compare them. They were not supposed to compare them, but what it turned out to be, what was it?
Everybody
has the same
mantra.
Same,
probably.
You see, a mantra is a mantra. Yeah. It's just a statement of fact about you.
And keeps focused in the now.
Keeps you focused in the now.
Yeah.
which is great.
Yeah.
And are you focused in the now?
Yes.
Are you great?
Yes.
That's wonderful. Any more?
No.
Okay, thank you.
You can't beat the now, you know.
You can't beat the now, for sure. All right, Lady Ellen, what did you receive as a blessing from our work so far?
What I find the most beneficial for me at the moment is to use the stem cells as a tool to be playful with my reality. So I have a more intensive talk with my stem cells, which is always myself, but I can now put it in a playful, happy frame, and I really have fun. I used to walk the path and saying my affirmation, but doing it now in connection with the stem cells, and it really is what Sylvia says, bringing me more to the moment. It focuses me. Saying affirmations and walking, it can distract you. Say, oh, what a nice bird, oh, what a nice flower. But when I have a tool like the stem cells, it really connects me with within. So the affirmations and using them constantly with in connection with my stem cells is for me a real happy time, being myself and having fun.
Thank you. All right, Miss Anita, what great prophetic, wise, flying heart conclusions do you have for us?
My what I got out of this seminar is that I am this moment, right here and now. Mm-hmm. And I'm happy being where I am and what I do and who I am. And it's fun confirming that to myself. It's fun telling myself who I am, to use affirmations as a confirmation of the reality that I am. Mm-hmm. And the fun thing about it is being so focused, so in here and now, in this, so much this moment, I've got such beautiful ideas about all I can do, and nothing seems tremendously important, but all is a joy to think about. And I just do it and go for it, and it's just fun. Yep.
Very good.
That's it.
Very good.
For now.
For now. I like that. She leaves the door open. Okay. Let us prepare ourselves now for our lecture at 10:30. And thank you for this discussion. I think that each one of us have found a little new insight into ourselves by what we have said and what we have thought and how we have come to our conclusions. Right? Right.
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 See you later. Love you.
Thank you.
Love you.
Love you.
Thank you.